The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, we are all ready for vacation, whether we're actually ready to go or not. I think mentally we all need a vacation. Joining us right now to help us plan that vacation from St. Clair Travel, Deanne Colon. Good morning, Deanne.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this has been a big topic of conversation. Well, when this is all over with, where are we going to go, right?
Exactly. You know, I was talking to people and I said, you have to start talking about your bucket list. What is something that you've been wanting to plan and maybe thought it was out of your reach or not affordable? But man, things are affordable right now and you can book 2 years out. So why not we talk about bucket list ideas?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's got one. And you're right. A lot of people think, well, there's no way I can ever afford that. That's not ever going to happen for me. Or, well, maybe someday in retirement we can plan for that. Why not plan now, right?
You know, that's the whole thing is, like, people talk to me about Iceland. When I went to Iceland, and I said, man, it was so gorgeous. You only need 5 days, 6 days. You don't need a week, 2 weeks. It's not a very far flight. And Iceland has so many beautiful waterfalls and it's just an eco-clean country and just beautiful people and no crime.
That's nice.
And Iceland is one of the safest countries in the world. And it's just like, why not plan a trip to Iceland and see the Northern Lights?
That would be really neat. You know, and you say that's not a real long flight either?
No. From New York, it's only 5 hours.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it's not like one of those where you think you're going to be on an airplane for, you know, 10, 12 hours.
Right.
It's nonstop from New York, and for us, it's only an hour to New York. So definitely something that you can do. You know, I had some clients the other day actually ask about Antarctica and planning ahead for Antarctica. They've always wanted to do Antarctica, and I thought, you know what? That's the kind of thing I think people need to start thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, we can travel the United States. Glacier National Park may be a bucket list for someone, or Yellowstone. You don't know what people's bucket lists are.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, we can do that and plan and actually to every detail. We all have the time to do it. And I think that's the fun part about right now.
Well, absolutely. And that's half the fun in travel is the planning, right? The daydreaming and the thinking about where you might be able to go.
And learning about the small things that you can do there. Mm. Since, you know, when I've traveled somewhere, I make myself some notes of what I've done, but also from what my clients have done and said, oh, you can't miss that. You know, a hot air balloon ride. I mean, could you imagine doing a hot air balloon ride in Switzerland?
Oh, my gosh.
Or doing a hot air balloon ride in Napa Valley, California? I mean, it's the small adventures that add to that vacation that we really can focus on.
One of the things we like talking about at my house is, you know, maybe a really nice long road trip here in the U.S., you know, get in the car and drive out west or fly out west and drive back. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can see this country. There's just so much to see here in this country alone that a lot of us haven't seen before.
You know, it's so funny because my husband, John, keeps saying, when we retire, I want to take a camper and I want to go out west and see, you know, see the countryside. And it's like, I think everyone has that vision of driving out west, and mm-hmm. I think, you know what? What a more beautiful time to do it than a time where you have to social distance, which is outside in the beautiful country. And, you know, I have been talking to a lot of people this year, and I've helped plan for this summer, actually. They went, and they did do, you know, the Grand Tetons and Glacier and Yellowstone, and they went to Utah and did Zion. There's so many beautiful things. And just starting off, you can start off, you know, in North Dakota or is it South Dakota, and you can see the president's, I don't know what that's called.
Oh, Mount Rushmore, right. Yeah.
Mount Rushmore, start off there and just keep going. So, and those are things I can help you with. Even though you're driving, I can help you plan, you know, maybe the routing or the hotels. Because a lot of people don't like to camp. I'm not a big camper. I do enjoy it when the kids were little, but not so much now. But I keep thinking, I'll go out west if we can stay in a hotel.
Sure. Well, yeah, and that's one of the great things you can do is help people plan their travel. They might have some vague idea of what they want to do and where they want to go. You can help fill in the blanks.
Exactly. I have some clients that just booked the other day as well to do a train trip. They are going from Chicago, which actually from Port Huron to Chicago, and then they're going to go out to the different national parks by train. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to fly them home from Whitefish, Montana. So I can help with that as well, set up the train trip. There's a lot of packages out there, but there's so many different ways to see, you know, the U.S. by train, by car, by camper. I can help you, you know, book the camper. You know, there's a lot of neat ways to do that and, you know, and then get up into Canada. I know right now we can't go, but I'm sure in 2 years we'll be able to go. And it would be another great, you know, the Canadian Rockies and go from Sarnia, Toronto, all the way across to Vancouver and see the different ways. So a lot of interesting things that you can do that maybe you haven't thought about and maybe you don't want to fly overseas or maybe you just want to stay close to home, but you know, we're in a great location for train trips as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you can lay away your getaway, when you, you know, make a down payment and start making monthly payments, I have found, Deanne, that a lot of us are spending less money on things that we used to spend money on. You know, we're maybe not going to restaurants or we're not going to the movies or spending money on entertainment. We can put that into our travel budget.
You know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, even for myself, I've got the Switzerland trip planned to take an escorted group, but we've got about 8 seats left on that for next fall, and that's a train trip through Switzerland. And then in the spring of 22, I've got a Portugal group that I'm going to organize, and that I'm starting to take reservations on. So if you're interested in anything with a group to Europe, lay it away with me and come travel with us because we have so much fun. And I'm also looking at a United States national parks. I'm just trying to figure out. I had a California trip planned, but it actually went through where the fires went. And I want to do that and for at least a few more years. So I'm looking at something else, maybe into Yellowstone or that. So there are some great ways to lay it away, and just give me a call.
All right. So put on your thinking cap. Think about where you want to go, what kind of travel you want to do in the next couple of years, and then call Deanne Colon. And the number to call is?
810-329-7163.
All right. Thanks, Deanne. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.